Hi there, human. This is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, a.k.a. the Alpha Cyberwolf, with yet another audio on the LGBTQ and vampires lawsuit. So, I want to explain some of my thoughts and feelings on vampires. Yeah, I've thought about vampires before a lot. They're big in Hollywood movies and culture. And yeah, I've always enjoyed a lot of vampire movies. You know, Lost Boys is definitely a classic. I did enjoy The Vampire Diaries for a while, but it got kind of boring and cliche after two or three seasons. And I've watched some other vampire movies and flicks, and you know, I'll be honest, I did get some inspiration for some of my technology ideas from vampire movies. Yeah, I've seen Blade. I've seen a lot of vampire. I follow vampire culture to some degree, but here's the thing. I've tried tasting human blood and I don't like it one bit. I've done martial arts for a while, and in jiu-jitsu practice in El Cerrito, California, on San Pablo Avenue at Ronaldo Santos Jiu-Jitsu, I was grappling. You know, I was like a blue belt or something and grappling. And so they matched me up with this capoeira guy, Itabara. Some old fucking Brazilian capoeira guy. You know, he would get real offended if I would just submit him with the Kimura. He would make a big fuss out of it that I beat him. Anyway, he got cut one time in practice, and I had tasted some of that fucking white trash Brazilian blood. And I didn't like it one bit. Look, he's not white trash, but if you get your panties all in a twist about getting submitted once in jiu-jitsu, you're a fucking cocksucker. You have no sense of manliness or sportsmanship. You're just a whining little baby. And who wants to drink a whining little baby's blood? It's not going to make you stronger. I don't think so. So, yeah, a little taste of blood, and it tasted like blech. Blech. Anyways, so I've been thinking about it. I had lunch today. I only eat at, well, I won't tell you where I eat because I don't want pigs tracking me due to vampires snitching on me and trying to arrange me getting murdered again. It's a real pain in the ass dealing with vampires and the pigs they deploy to entrap and murder people like me. But I will say this, I was thinking about vampires, and it's like always my demise, but I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I try to give beings benefit of the doubt. I don't know if it's my demise, if it's naive and foolish, but part of me feels like maybe society actually deserves vampires. Yeah, I've contacted thousands and thousands of journalists with storylines to help me expose things in technology and culture, and none of these fucking vermin even give me so much as an email back. Not even a polite rejection. And maybe one out of 750 clicks that little red receipt button. So, as much as I hate vampires, I also hate humans and sheeple too. They fucking disgust me. They're fucking dead-end lemmings. So, as WoW's ambassador to humanity, I've been trying to think who I want to sell my products to, my canine-themed vehicles. And I'm not sure, but maybe vampires are potential clients with a K. Survival's not going to be easy for vampires now that I've exposed them. They're going to have to move. They're going to have to be on the run. Probably. But maybe they want WoW's canine flight vehicles with the built-in holographic auto yurt system. You know. For strategy at evading justice. And getting killed by pneumatics weapons, and people have been victims of vampires. So, yeah, I might accept vampires as customers, but I'm going to charge a premium, you know? This isn't a pussy-ass vehicle like a Porsche or a Ferrari or a Tesla. This is a proper, electrified, canine-themed, personal luxury aircraft. You got to notice a little jet foil at the front nose. And how the air can flow right through the vehicle to the owl tail fin and propel that thing through the air with the .com Demon Ripple Burst IP propulsion technology. So, I'm undecided. I don't like to make commitments I can't go back on, such as selling my soul to the devil by drinking blood, but let's just say I might consider having vampires as clients for WoW's vehicles. And you can contact me, jesse@wowls.com, jessegilbert1@protonmail.com, etc. And inquire about purchases for different models. You know, you can get the K9W class, the flying wolf owl with the wow factor, and zoom around the world. Go after the journalists, I guess. I don't know. But stay the fuck away from me, because I'll gun you the fuck down with pneumatics. Whether it's the pigs I gotta kill or vampires with the wooden missiles, vampires best stay the fuck away from Jesse Gilbert and never ever try to get even one more drop of my blood. I don't drink blood. I'm a cannabis toker. I prefer natural foods. We're all kind of vampires in a way. Anybody who eats meat kind of takes part in vampirism in a way. That's a reality. But eating humans, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing than eating some chicken or a cow or even a dog. Yeah. I'd probably rather eat dog meat than do some of the things these white trash, junky prostitute Americans do. These LGBTQ pride pushers. I'd rather eat dog meat in China and maybe even suck the Mao Zedong. At least you got some political logic. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Mao Zedong. Damn right. At least he's more intelligent than these white trash, subhuman, junkie, cocksucker, LGBTQ, AIDS++, HIV++, American white trash rejects. At least the Chinese are smart enough to label these faggots as mentally ill and lock them in psych wards. Anyway, that's all for now for Jesse Gilbert, from Jesse Gilbert, the number one artificial intelligence, SAAS. Developer in the history of the universe.